The Gemara says in Daf Tzadi Alf and Beis that Amar Shmuel Liver Reb Tarfon and Misnad of Shem and Kumtzev B'Shav Nechalim. We learn it out from a Mincha, just like a Mincha has Kumtzev B'Shav Nechalim Af Shemen. When you Misnad of Shemen, you do Kumtzev and the Shraim as Nechal. And the question is, how do you do Kumtzev on Shemen? It's not Shaykh to be Kemet Shemen. It's a liquid. It's not Shaykh Kumtzev on Shemen B'Chalal. And the truth is, Ben Geshem and Menachas and Daf Ayin Dalet, he says that the way your Kumtzev on Shemen is by being Makashit. You have to make it congealed, you make it gelled Shemen. And you freeze it, or you do whatever you do to make it more karish, and then you're able to be kaimitz to shemen. That's the way you can do it. But in Chanami, you can't be kaimitz as a liquid. But the Mikdash David and Samid Alf, he's marich to prove from Kamarayas that's not the pshat, and the kmitza is done on the shemen when it's tzol. The question is, in Kain, how could that be? How are you able to be kaimitz shemen, which is a liquid? It's not shaykh kmitza on a liquid. So the Taisyantav and Menachas is brought down in the Ha'arah from Mrs. Zalman over there on that Mikdash Shabbat. Taisyantav and Menachas says, he says, Vare for Kmitza, you can't do it you can't do it with your hand when it's liquid. But the Pshat is, Elisham Mafish B'Kli, Shir Kaim and Shir Kishnei Zesim. You're Mafish, the Shir Kmitza and the Kli, and that's what you're Mak there. So you don't actually do Kmitza with your hand, just means you do the Shir Kmitza, and the Shir Kmitza you do with a Kli. But to do Kmitza Kapshuta, Vare, that's not Shaykh. So that's what Taisyantav wants to learn. But Rabbi Zalman is matmi on him. He says you can't say that because the Gemara says lahadia in Yuma that Mem Zayin that there's a drasha of shliyasa mida l'kaimitz. When it lands off from a pasuk, it says b'kumtzai you're not allowed to make a mida l'kaimitz. Not allowed to make a kli to be mida l'kaimitz. It has to be done with your hand. So how can the Tesentiv say that you make a mida for the kaimitz? And the pashas the teretz would be that that's true when you're able to do kaimitz with your hand, but when it's not shach to do kaimitz with your hand, and the Teretz says exasikasiv. You need kmitza, and then behachach, in such a case, you have to do it with a kli. That is it, then kmitza. Mashiach, and we're shach to do it with your hand, then there's a miyat that you can't do with a kli. That would be the pashas. And I saw the Rashash over there in Dafim Zayin and Yuma, Hitaka also asked this kasha on the Taisyant, he brings it down. He has the same kasha from the Gemara. And then he seems to say, Kain, what I'm saying. He brings some Rashi and Daf Chav Dalet, that Rashi says over there in Daf Chav Dalet that the, when it's talking about Trumas Adeshin, that we also compare it to a mincha, and he says that by Trumas Adeshen, even though the Gemara says that you take it like a mincha, but about it doesn't mean kipshuta, you take it with your hand, because the Efshar Lifshar Beremetz Gochalim Reischas Yadav Nekmar, it's not shaykh, so about it, you do it with a kli, you don't do it with Pashu saying do it with a kli, you don't do it with your hand, or it can't mean like that, it can't mean kipshuta, and when you can't do it, so you do it differently, you do it with a kli. That's what the Rashash Lachar is bringing from Rashi and Daf Chav Dalet, and who would then over here, when you can't do it kipshutai, then you'll do it with a kli. But l'chai, the raya is not so pashut, because over there by Trumas Adeshin, there's no din kmitza. It doesn't say you should be kaimitz. It's just we're learning out there's a din harama. The shaila is where do you learn the din harama from? We say learn it from the din of mincha. So it's just a shaila to be merim like a kaimitz, but never says you actually do a din kmitza. Mashenkin over here, the gzeras hakasav is. So drasha that there's a din b'kumtzai that you have to be kumtzav shayyam nechalim. It sounds like there's a din kmitza mamish. Maybe that's taka different. Maybe over there taka has to be b'kumtzai not with a kli. So the raya from that rashi l'chor is not muchach, but al-kopana, maybe that could be a yishuv. You could say that when you're not able to do a biyad, then there's no kpeda. They shouldn't do mida l'kainitz. And it could be Rabbi Zalman doesn't say this because he understood that a taka is shach to do biyad because you always have Rabbi Yeshem zaytza. You couldn't make it karish and then do it. So it's, even that is not muchach. But Lulivar, maybe it can be miyashiv like that for the Taisyantiv, that there's no kpeda on kli when the only way to do it is with a kli.